One of the most anxiety-provoking experiences of my career was speaking at the TED conference in Long Beach that I referenced in the introduction. In addition to all the normal fears associated with giving a filmed 18-minute talk in front of an intensely successful and high-expectation audience, I was the closing speaker for the entire event. For 3 days, I sat and watched some of the most amazing and provocative talks that I've ever seen. After each talk, I slumped a little lower in my chair with the realization that in order for my talk to work, I'd have to give up trying to do it like everyone else, and I'd have to connect with the audience. I desperately wanted to see a talk that I could copy or use as a template, but the talks that resonated the most strongly with me didn't follow a format. They were just genuine. This meant that I'd have to be me. I'd have to be vulnerable and open. I'd need to walk away from my script and look people in the eye. I'd have to be naked. And oh my God, I hate naked. I have recurring nightmares about naked. When I finally walked onto the stage, the first thing I did was make eye contact with several people in the audience. I asked the stage managers to bring up the house lights so I could see people. I needed to feel connected. Simply seeing people as people rather than the audience reminded me that the challenges that scare me, like being naked, scare everyone else. I think that's why empathy can be conveyed without speaking a word. It just takes looking into someone's eyes and seeing yourself reflected back in an engaged way. During my talk, I asked the audience two questions that reveal so much about the many paradoxes that define vulnerability. First, I asked, "How many of you struggle to be vulnerable because you think of vulnerability as weakness?" Hands shot up across the room. Then I asked, "When you watched people on this stage being vulnerable, how many of you thought it was courageous?" Again, hands shot up across the room. We love seeing raw truth and openness in other people, but we're afraid to let them see it in us. We're afraid that our truth isn't enough, that what we have to offer isn't enough without the bells and whistles, without editing and impressing. I was afraid to walk on that stage and show the audience my kitchen table self. These people were too important, too successful, too famous. My kitchen table self is too messy, too imperfect, too unpredictable. Here's the crux of the struggle. I want to experience your vulnerability, but I don't want to be vulnerable. Vulnerability is courage in you and inadequacy in me. I'm drawn to your vulnerability, but repelled by mine.